AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Sentencing today for the white supremacist gunman who admitted targeting black people in a Buffalo supermarket last May, killing 10. Our Donna Warder reports.
Peyton Gendron will appear in the same Erie County court where in November he pleaded guilty to charges including murder and domestic terrorism. The terrorism charge carries an automatic life sentence, but Gendron still has to answer to charges in federal court. In documents posted online, he wrote that he picked the Tops grocery store because it was in a predominantly black neighborhood.
Police in East Lansing, Michigan are still looking for answers into the deadly shooting at Michigan State University. The three students killed were honored at a vigil last night.
We will be strong, we will be confident, and we will be able to persevere this most difficult and tragic time.
In New York City, Chief of Detectives James Essick says the U-Haul driver who plowed down nearly a dozen people on the streets of Brooklyn Monday is facing a murder count. He says the man has mental health issues.
He states when he's driving his van, he sees an invisible object come towards the car. And at that point, he says, "I've had enough." And he goes on his rampage.
President Biden hits the road today. He'll talk to union workers about the economy. California Senator Dianne Feinstein's made it official. She will not seek re-election next year. There was snow in Flagstaff, Arizona, and in Las Vegas.
It happens, you know, in other places, but I never expected it around Vegas. I love it.
Carol Crane spoke to KTNV-TV. A winter storm watch remains in effect. In Ukraine, Russian forces continue to pound the east, with the one-year anniversary of the war approaching. This is AP News. The UN is appealing for aid for Turkey and Syria.
Turkey's foreign minister has thanked the international community for its support following last week's devastating earthquake. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu says 100 countries had offered help, with 76 of them sending search and rescue teams. Çavuşoğlu adds, "Of course, everything is imperfect. There were shortcomings in coordination in the beginning, but quickly the system was established." The minister also said Turkey was working to ensure urgent housing needs were met, with local production of tents and containers there. He said 36,000 tents had arrived in Turkey from abroad, 51,000 on the way, and another 23,000 planned. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scientists say the waters off New England logged the second warmest year in their recorded history last year at 53.6 degrees. The Gulf of Maine is warming faster than the vast majority of the world's oceans. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.